Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Brazil's government is in a state of chaos. Protesters have taken to the streets and clashed in front of the presidential palace. And inside the presidential palace, even more unrest as President Dilma Rousseff attempted to swear in a former president as her chief of staff. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is following this fast-moving story from Rio de Janeiro, and she joins us. Hi, Lourdes. Can you just start by telling us what's the latest in Brazil right now?
It's been an extraordinary day here, Meghna. Just to get a sense of the drama, let me describe that scene that you talked about inside the presidential palace this morning. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, known as Lula here, he's a former president, was being sworn in as President Dilma Rousseff's chief of staff when an opposition lawmaker shouted, "Shame on you." Then the party faithful started chanting, "No to a coup, no to a coup." All this on live television from inside the presidential palace. And that echoed the fighting outside the palace, where there have been clashes between pro and anti-government protesters. So why is this appointment of this former president so divisive? Well, Lula is being investigated for corruption, and the move to put him in government is being seen by critics here as a way to shield him from prosecution.
Oh, interesting. Now, in fact, do I have this right, that Dilma Rousseff in part wanted to do that to shield him from prosecution, but also to help her because she's facing impeachment herself?
That's exactly right. There are many things going on here at the same time. Her impeachment process began today as well in the Congress. It's a separate issue than the corruption investigation, which has implicated the former president, but it is another sign of the deep instability here. What Dilma Rousseff is being charged with is having fiddled the government accounts to hide in what bad shape the economy was before her election, basically economically cooking the books, if you will. But the case against her is considered weak. That said, she's in this massive political quagmire. There have been record-setting protests here over the weekend calling for her ouster, the biggest protests in Brazil's history. She has terrible approval ratings in the single digits. The economy is in the worst shape in generations. And meanwhile, her coalition government is in tatters as political allies jump ship. It's a huge mess.
So tell us how this is playing out on the streets of Brazil. You mentioned the protests. I've been seeing that, over the past several days, perhaps even millions of people have taken to the streets.
Yeah, millions of people have taken to the streets. And basically what we know, of course, is that the country is highly polarized. Very few people like Dilma Rousseff, but her party does have support. Former President Lula, who's credited with lifting millions out of abject poverty, has support. And what the government is saying is that the attempts to push them out of office amounts to a coup, that it's not legal. Dilma Rousseff spoke to that today at that ceremony where she vowed that those working against her would not bring the government to its knees. However, the fight over that appointment has now reached the judiciary. A judge put an injunction on it, saying its objective was to obstruct justice. So it's a huge political crisis here right now, and the fate of Brazil's former president and its current president hanging in the balance.
Okay, so Lourdes, let's take a step back here for a second, because I'm trying to keep all the pieces straight here. It's so fast-moving and so complex. There's another story in here somewhere about not illegal, but phone taps or people's phones being bugged as well?
I know. There's so many different parts to this puzzle. There's a huge controversy over wiretaps. A judge that's been prosecuting this corruption case against the former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, released recordings of wiretaps yesterday, and that is being seen as a really aggressive move by the part of the government. They say that it's illegal and unconstitutional, and it's created another enormous firestorm. The judge says that this is like Watergate, that everyone who has done wrong has the right to have, their secret conversations publicized to the public. And so we're seeing this as well causing a great deal of consternation.
And there's so much going on here in addition to the political chaos, because, of course, Brazil is preparing to host the Olympic Games. It's in the midst of dealing with the Zika crisis as well. I mean, given everything that's happened today, let alone over the past several days, what's the stability of Brazil and the Brazilian government like right now? Is there a concern about even the collapse of the Brazilian government?
Yeah, I mean, the government is severely crippled. There's no denying that. The crisis is now so big that, according to analysts I've spoken to, it's unstable. We're seeing coalition partners, as I mentioned, jumping ship. Dilma Rousseff seems besieged at every single side. At this point, I think the government cannot function. It cannot deal with the economic crisis. And when we wonder what is next for Brazil, so many people have been implicated in this corruption scandal, at least 50 politicians. It's unclear who can credibly lead the country. But as I say, we're not there yet.
Well, that's NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reporting to us from Rio de Janeiro on the unrest and upheaval in Brazil today. Lourdes, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.